Marcy Fraser and Michelle Francis worked together in hospice care in San Francisco during the height of the AIDS crisis in 1988. After the decade came to a close, around 5,000 San Franciscans had died from the disease. Together, they look back on their experiences during that time and about the moment their friendship was cemented for life.
My name is Marcy Fraser, and I'm with my dear, dear friend, Michelle.
My name is Michelle Francis, and I'm with my BFF, Marcy. I had never seen a human being die. So you kind of showed me how to be in that process, and that was why this was such a meaningful story for me. When you got a new case at hospice, you would walk up to your desk and there'd be a little blue plastic folder that just had a sheet in it with a name and an address and a diagnosis. And so I pick up this blue sheet, and the next thing I knew, you walked up to my side and you said, "I live with that guy in Hawaii. What time are you going? I'm going with you."
At least 11 years before then, in the late 1970s, I moved to a small town in Maui called Paia, Maui, and lived in this little town to work in a restaurant. There were a bunch of people there to work in this restaurant. One of them was named Tim, and his partner, even then of many years, was named Kenyon, and we all rented a house together and really got to know each other and became friends. That gig, if you will, didn't last, so I came back to San Francisco and eventually ended up going to nursing school.
When I got to the apartment, Tim was in a hospital bed in the middle of the room, and Tim was breathing that way that people breathe when they really only have hours left. That much I knew. And I said to the caregiver, this is it. You better call his partner. And I'll never forget, he said, "Oh, honey, he's been breathing like that for a week."
He was dying right then. I mean, I just knew it was going to happen in the next few minutes, literally. And so the friend or caregiver who was there, I can't remember exactly, I said, "Get Kenyon home." He was at work. And he got home literally less than 10 minutes before, Tim took his final breath.
I will be forever grateful that you had the experience that you'd gained working at San Francisco General to know what to do. There were the four of us, you and I, Kenyon, and the caregiver, and you brought us into a circle around the bed to hold hands. And we just stood there while he took his last breath. And it wasn't until that moment that I realized that the last breath is an exhalation. And it's the other half of the inhalation that happens when people were born.